Now, notice the second verse. And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record, or for the record, Uriah the priest, Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah. Now, we got some more pretty good names. Now, what you have here is Uriah. That means Jehovah is my light. And Zechariah means Jehovah remembers. And Jeberechiah means Jehovah will bless. And here you have it. It's a very interesting combination, is it not? Thus, the one witness says by his name, Jehovah is my light. And the other says, Jehovah's purpose is to bless. And the offspring of that is the grace of God. That is, he'll never forget his people. Now, that's interesting, is it not? You see, in all of the actions of Isaiah, what he's doing, there is a message for these people. In other words, he's speaking to them really by television. He's acting this out, writing this out, putting up so that the people will get it. In other words, it's a picture parable. And our Lord used that method also. And one of the reasons was this, that people will look at the picture or hear a picture. And you can listen to a picture. And that's what you have here. You know, they call the television day the boob tube. It's amazing how some of us will sit in front of that idiot box and look at things that you and I, under normal circumstances, in a different situation, we wouldn't waste our time. Isn't that amazing? God knows the inclination of mankind, and so he's trying to get through a message here to his people, and this is the way that he does it. Now, in verse 3, we see the working out of this. Isaiah says, "And I went unto the prophetess," that was his wife, Mrs. Isaiah, "and she conceived and bare a son. Then said the Lord to me," call his name, "Meir Shalal Hashbaz." Now, the child's name was given to him before he was born, and this is the name. Now, will you notice? Verse 4, "For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother," he won't be able to say mommy and daddy. And before he's able to say mommy and daddy, "the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria." In other words, this enemy in the north that's planning to come against you is going to be taken away into captivity. Now, it won't be because of the brilliant military ability of this man Ahaz to work out a strategy that'll give him victory. It's due to the sovereign grace of God that this will take place. God's making that very clear.